Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. I'll be with you each Saturday now at this time on CLV 95.5 for a half hour of your favorite Pops music. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of today's program, we'll be giving away tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's April 6th concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. Check out our website at www.clevelandpops.com for information about all our upcoming concerts and events. Tonight's show features the music of one of the great teams of Broadway, composer Jerry Bock and lyricist Sheldon Harnick. Let's start with a song from their most popular show, Fiddler on the Roof. This is one of the great songs of all time, If I Were a Rich Man, sung by Zira Mostel.
Dear God, you made many, many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with real wooden floors below. There couldn't be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reptavia, pardon me, Reptavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh,
If I were a rich man, I have all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
The Cleveland Pops Orchestra's weekly show, Rhythms and Views, has begun with If I Were a Rich Man, with Zero Mostel as Tevye the Dairyman. The association of composer Jerry Bock and lyricist Sheldon Harnick began in 1958 with a musical called The Body Beautiful, which ran for 60 performances. Their second collaboration was much more successful, a delightful musical called Fiorello. The show deals with his rise to prominence, that is, of Fiorello H. LaGuardia, against the Tammany Hall bosses in New York City to become one of that city's most popular mayors. The show received the award for the best musical from the New York Drama Critics Circle. The Tony Award, tied with The Sound of Music and beating out Gypsy, Take Me Along and Once Upon a Mattress, and a Pulitzer Prize for Drama. Let's listen to one of the songs from Fiorello, Politics and Poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony. Up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Hit me with a
kick. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We got to pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
All right, we'll have a deal.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
Stop stalling.
I'll stay.
Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich, I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out, I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen, and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot, that's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Playing for a pot, that's me. Usually, you can stack the deck.
Politics and Poker. Yes, we're just a few months too late with that song, but anyway, we presented it, the team of Bach and Harnick featured tonight, Politics and Poker from Fiorello with the original cast from Broadway. Let's take a short break.
Winter is turning into spring, and Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra want to help you celebrate. It's time to shake the winter blues and fling into spring with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's annual salute to birds, bees, blossoms, and baseball. Come join them at Severance Hall on Friday, April 6th at 8 p.m. and tune up to all spring has to offer. You'll enjoy the fabulous College of Worcester Scott Pipe Band, lilting soprano Melissa Barber, the barbershop harmonies of male quartet Montage, all performing music of the season. And what would spring in Cleveland be without... That's right, and who best to represent our national pastime than legendary Cleveland Indians pitcher Bob Feller live on stage. The Cleveland Pops also presents the glorious singing of the Mutual Gift Gospel Choir in songs that will lift your spirits to the mountaintops. Come fling into spring with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra on Friday, April 6th at Severance Hall. Get buzzing and reserve your seats right away by calling 216-231-1111 or toll-free 1-800-686-1141. Fling into Spring is sponsored by Medical Mutual of Ohio. On WCLV, Cleveland's classical music station at 95.5 and on the web at WCLV.com, you're listening to Cleveland Pops Rhythms and Views. Once again, here's Carl Topolo.
Tonight we are hearing songs of the team of composer Jerry Bach and lyricist Sheldon Harnick. I'm delighted at this point in our show to introduce to our audiences Sheldon Harnick.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell me a little bit about your background and what perhaps led you to writing lyrics?
Well, my mother used to celebrate every holiday with a little verse, whether it was an anniversary or a bar mitzvah or whatever it was, she would write verse. And there were three of us children. I have an older sister and a younger brother. And we started to do the same thing. We used to write little poems. And I found that I really enjoyed doing it, so that I began to contribute what I hoped was a humorous verse to our grammar school paper and then our high school paper and so forth. I just kept doing it.
I see. And what sort of university background would you have that may have continued or fostered this skill?
Well, I'm from Chicago, and friends of mine who were older than I went, after they graduated high school, they went to Northwestern University, which is just outside of Chicago in Evanston. And Northwestern had a wonderful student review, which was of a truly a professional quality. Critics from all over the area used to come just to see the show. They'd write it up. And after I got out of the Army, I went to Northwestern, and I began to contribute songs to that show. At that time, I was writing my own music, and it was a wonderful experience, getting my feet wet, so to speak, in live theater.
How did you meet Jerry Bach?
I met him socially first. I was called in to try and help fix lyrics. There was a show in trouble on the road. It was an adaptation of Shangri-La, and the lyrics were by the team Lawrence and Lee, who wrote the book for MAME. But they had another job. They had to go. The show was in trouble and stayed out on the road longer than they expected, so they had to go on to another show. And I got called in to try and fix lyrics. And one of the stars of the show was a performer named Jack Cassidy, a wonderful performer who's very much missed these days. Jack was a very close friend of Jerry Bach. So I met Jerry socially, and then not too much later, Jerry's publisher, Tommy Volando, got Jerry a job. Jerry had split up with his lyricist. They needed a lyricist. And so they thought of me, and we were put together by Tommy Volando, and we did our first show together called The Body Beautiful.
You had so many wonderful shows with him, but of course the...
wasn't one of them.
Of course, the one that comes to mind for everyone is inevitably Fiddler on the Roof.
I'm very proud of the show.
Was it difficult to decide which songs got cut, and if one song did get cut, was it particularly painful?
It was painful, but it wasn't difficult. We could tell when songs weren't working. Sometimes we didn't know why they weren't working, but it was very obvious when they weren't working and they had to be cut.
There are so many fabulous songs in Fiddler on the Roof. One of my personal favorites is Far From the Home I Love. Do you have any particular story about this song?
Jerry and I had a very particular way of working, which was that at the beginning of every show, music always came first. We would both go to our respective studios, and Jerry would write music to situations or for characters. And then when he had maybe anywhere from half a dozen to a dozen songs, he would put them on tape and send them to me. And I would listen and see whether any of the songs fit with ideas I had. And it always started with music first. Down the line somewhere, there would come a time when I needed to be free of the constraints of music, and I would start writing lyrics first. But Far From the Home I Love was music first. I just found it a very beautiful melody. What happens when I get a melody is that I get excited. I get challenged. I can't wait to put the lyric to it so that I can sing it with Jerry.
Is there a point where you may ask him to do something a little different with the music and he'll ask you to do something different with the lyrics?
It doesn't happen so much with the music. Once in a while, I'll need an extra syllable or something
right.
like that. But it does happen with the lyric. Jerry is a wonderful editor. And quite often what would happen is I would give him a lyric, and he would take maybe the first four lines or the middle four lines, and he'd say, this I think I can develop into something wonderful. And so I had to learn that I had to be generous, you know, and say, okay, take those lines, and I'll scrap all the rest of it
right.
and rewrite it.
Well,
but that's part of the I guess you could call it the talent of being a lyricist. You have to be generous and patient.
Right. I just was had the experience of doing a lecture on La Boheme, and Puccini drove his librettist crazy. So
oh,
I'm
I
sure
understand.
What happened with you and Mr. Bach was tame in comparison.
Right.
We've had so many wonderful occasions to see Fiddler. Actually, Fiddler on the Roof is coming here to Cleveland in a few weeks. Who are some of the really interesting people you've had to work with this show or others?
Well, of course, Zero was in some ways the most extraordinary because his comic imagination was endless. In fact, it was a problem for us because his imagination was so fertile that it was hard to get him to do the same show every night.
Mm.
And sometimes he would just go overboard. But he was an extraordinary performer. But some of the others, Herschel Bernardi was a wonderful. And one of the more interesting ones, because it didn't quite work, was Luther Adler from the famous Adler family. He was wonderful in the second act, where it demanded more straight acting than what you might call musical theater acting. In the first act, he was good, and he sang well, but he was less comfortable with a song like If I Were a Rich Man, for instance, than some of the other Tevyes.
Was there ever a performance that you heard which was particularly stands out in your mind, even if we're a high school or in another country?
Yes. My wife and I went to Cape Town, South Africa. I had struck up a kind of pen palship with a songwriter there, a songwriter-publisher, who had contacted me about something, and we wrote. And at one point he said, you've always said you wanted to come to South Africa. Now would be a good time because we're doing Fiddler, and it's going to be wonderful. And it was. It was an enormous theater. They had no black South Africans in it, but they had what they called Cape Colored, which are mixed race, and you couldn't really tell. The Tevye was not Jewish. He was a rather well-known television personality, and he was superb. He was just wonderful. Plus the fact that they had a cast, an enormous cast, and at the very end, the stage was so large and so deep, they were able to do something I'd never seen done before. It started to snow, and Tevye and his family and the cart faced upstage and began to walk upstage, and they walked and walked and walked until the snow blotted them out.
Oh,
it
my.
It was a stunning effect.
I recently had the occasion to hear Hal Linden perform In My Own Lifetime. What an extraordinary song that is.
I would love to see him do Tevye. As far as I know, he's never done it.
Oh, really? Interesting. I really appreciate your time, Mr. Harnick, and it's our weekly show now, which has been going on for over a year, had given me the occasion to play a lot of terrific music from films and Broadway, and to have the occasion to speak with you about your work is very special indeed.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Continuing now with our Bach and Harnick show, we're going to hear the song we mentioned before, Far From the Home I Love, from Fiddler on the Roof.
So you are leaving your home to join that hero of yours. But why won't you tell me where he is?
It is far, Papa, terribly far. He was arrested. He is in a settlement in Siberia.
Siberia? And he asked you to join him in that frozen wasteland and marry him there?
No, Papa, he did not ask me to go. I want to go.
But Huddle, baby.
But Papa, how can I hope to make you understand why I do what I do? Why I must travel to a distant land, far from the home I love? Once I was happily content to be as I was, where I was, close to the people who are close to me, here in the home I love. Who could see that a man would come who would change the shape of my dreams? Choice this is, wanting home, wanting him, closing my heart to every hope but his, leaving the home I love. There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so, far from the home I love, yet there with my love I'm home.
Well, give him my regards, this Moses of yours. I always thought he was a good man. Tell him I rely on his honor to treat my daughter well. Tell him that.
Papa, God alone knows when we shall see each other again.
Then we will leave it in his hands.
There where my heart has settled long ago, I must go, I must go. Who could imagine I'd be wandering so, far from the home I love, yet there with my love I'm home.
Bach and Harnick's greatest hit, Fiddler on the Roof, which, by the way, is coming to Cleveland later this month, contains the beautiful song you just heard, Far From the Home I Love. We heard Julia Migenis in the role of Huddle. Let's take a short pause.
Winter is turning into spring, and Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra want to help you celebrate. It's time to shake the winter blues and fling into spring with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's annual salute to birds, bees, blossoms, and baseball. Come join them at Severance Hall on Friday, April 6th at 8 p.m. and tune up to all spring has to offer. You'll enjoy the fabulous College of Worcester Scott Pipe Band, lilting soprano Melissa Barber, the barbershop harmonies of male quartet Montage, all performing music of the season. And what would spring in Cleveland be without... That's right. And who best to represent our national pastime than legendary Cleveland Indians pitcher Bob Feller live on stage? The Cleveland Pops also presents the glorious singing of the Mutual Gift Gospel Choir in songs that will lift your spirits to the mountaintops. Come fling into spring with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra on Friday, April 6th at Severance Hall. Get buzzing and reserve your seats right away by calling 216-231-1111 or toll-free 1-800-686-1141. Fling into Spring is sponsored by Medical Mutual of Ohio. on WCLV, Cleveland's classical music station at 95.5 and on the web at WCLV.com. You're listening to Cleveland Pops Rhythms and Views. Once again, here's Carl Topolo.
Let's continue our show with a song from the Rothschilds, a show which did not have a long string of performances, but which contains some excellent music. The most well-known of these is called In My Own Lifetime, sung here by Hal Linden. I had the pleasure of working with Mr. Linden a few months ago, and he is truly an outstanding Broadway actor and singer. However, before we play In My Own Lifetime, it's time for our weekly quiz. For two tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's April 6th concert at Severance Hall, just tell me the following. Hal Linden starred on what TV show for many years? Call 1-800-343-WCLV. That's 1-800-343-9258.
In my own lifetime, I want to see the fighting cease. In my own lifetime, I want to see my sons enjoy the fruits of peace. While I'm still here, I want to know, beyond a doubt, that no one can lock us in or lock us out. We have climbed higher, much higher than I thought we'd climb. It's a long journey, and even though the end's in sight, there's not much time. I want to know, we haven't built on sand. In my own lifetime, in my own life, want to see our efforts blessed. In my own lifetime, I want to see the walls come down, and then I'll rest. This Moses wants to see the promised land. In my
You've just heard the beautiful song In My Own Lifetime from the Rothschilds by the team of Bach and Harnack. Tonight's featured composer and lyricist, Hal Linden, was heard as Mayor Rothschild. I know, question was pretty easy, even Jim Merlin got it. Congratulations to our winner, who knew that Hal Linden played the role of Barney Miller on TV. You have won two tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's April 6th Fling Into Spring, which will be featuring Bob Feller narrating Casey at the Bat, the Medical Mutual of Ohio Gospel Choir, vocalist Melissa Barber, the Bagpipers from Worcester College, vocal quartet, montage, and lots of wonderful spring-like orchestral music. Hard to imagine this week, isn't it? But we're getting ready for that wonderful program, and it's going to be a blast. We're also going to be playing The Flight of the Bumblebee. Haven't seen too many of those around. Anyway, we'll be announcing the winner of the contest, who will be getting those free tickets at the conclusion of our program. Tune in again next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. This is your host, Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop, buy tickets for our April 6th concert, and listen to the music.